Cloudy skies in Atlantic at 7:07 at 62 degrees. We picked up 0.03 of an inch of precipitation overnight into early this morning. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping Western Iowa news, the National Weather Service says several rounds of thunderstorms are expected today through Friday evening. There is a threat for severe weather over central and western Iowa this afternoon and this evening, with the potential for large hail and damaging winds. An isolated tornado is also possible. Additional storms are expected to develop over northern Iowa tomorrow afternoon. Large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are possible with that activity. One final line of storms will arrive Friday evening and bring additional and severe weather threats. The storm will end Saturday as much cooler weather arrives. Sunday will remain cool with a few showers forecast over the northern half of the state. Seasonal and mainly dry conditions are expected for the start of next week. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening voted unanimously to approve making a contribution of just over $3,000 to the Cass County Agricultural and Educational Association, commonly referred to as the Fair Board, for their newly constructed cattle barn on the Cass County Fairgrounds. Last August, the board had asked the council to waive the $3,500 building permit fee for the construction of an open cattle barn. The council came to the conclusion that the old fee schedule should be adjusted for such structures and later amended the building permit fee schedule to reduce the per square foot fee and cap the total building fee for unattached accessory structures at $500. Under the new fee, the Fair Board would have only had to pay a $500 fee, but it's not retroactive and therefore does not apply to permits issued prior to September the 4th. The board paid the $3,500 fee, but then stopped payment on the check while the matter was being debated and resolved among city officials. With the council's approval Wednesday night, the Fair Board will write a check for $3,500, which the city will cash. The city will in turn write a check to the Fair Board, minus the $500 permit fee the board would have been charged under the new fee structure. Councilperson Kathy Summers explained that having the city make a contribution to the Fair Board in the manner approved is no different than the city approving tax abatements and other incentives in town.
So why wouldn't they want to support our own county fair with an improvement to their vote, you know, and...
The main reason the council decided to make the donation as described was so that there would be a clear paper trail showing the Fair Board paid the original building permit fee as required under the old fee structure. And Harlan City Administrator Terry Cox said the city of Harlan has received an anonymous donation of American flags for the downtown square flag replacement project. Cox reported in the news to the city council on Tuesday. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors, City of Harlan, and Harlan Municipal Utilities will work on replacing flags around the square and will ask businesses to help with the upkeep of those flags. Cox also said the next Monday or Tuesday, the new Harlan Police Department building project will get started, weather permitting. The project was to have started this past week. However, work was held off until after the Harlan Community School District parade, which will be held on Friday. Cox also reported the Iowa Department of Transportation has some grant money available to change the street lights on Highway 44 to LED lights. He said that HMU will do the work once the approval of the grant has gone through from the DOT, and Cox says he's hoping the work can begin later this fall. We'll have more news for you next hour on KJAN.com and on our airwaves at AM 1220 and FM 101.1 locally. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.